Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get the fuck up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts, in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church, forever and ever. Fall in. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. The drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because she is at my right hand, I shall not be broken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. After the death of Ahab, Moab rebelled against Israel. Now Ahaziah fell through the lattice on his upper chamber in Samaria and lay sick. So he sent messengers telling them, "Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this sickness." But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, 'Is it because there is no god in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?' Now therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die." So Elijah went. The messengers returned to the king, and he said to them, "Why have you returned?" And they said to him, "There came a man to meet us and said to us, 'Go back to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no god in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed which you have gone up, but you shall surely die.' He said to them, 'What kind of man was he who came to meet you and told you of these things?' They answered him, 'He wore a garment of hair with a belt of leather around his waist.' And he said, 'It is Elijah the Tishbite.' Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 men with his 50. He went up to Elijah, who was sitting at the top of a hill, and said to him, 'O man of God, the king says, come down.' But Elijah answered the captain of 50, 'If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again the king sent to him another captain of 50 men with his 50. And he answered and said to him, 'O man of God, this is the king's order. Come down quickly.' But Elijah answered them, 'If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again the king sent the captain of a third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and entreated him, 'O man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Behold, fire came down from heaven and consumed the two former captains of 50 men with their 50s. But now let my life be precious in your sight.' Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him.' So he arose and went down with him to the king, and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die.'" Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. "Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I'm afraid I may have labored over you in vain. Brothers, I entreat you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know what? It was because of a bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first, and though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then has become of your blessedness? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have gouged out your eyes and given them to me. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to shut you out that you may be much of them. It is always good to be made much of for a good purpose, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. I wish I could be present with you now and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Good morning and welcome to the third Friday after Pentecost. This is Brother Logan Isaac broadcasting from Laguna Niguel, California. This morning's readings come to us from Psalm 16, 2 Kings 1, and Galatians 4. And the King's reading kind of stood out to me, not only because of all the repetition, but also what it took for things to change. Two times, a half company of men, 50 and their commander, went up to Elijah to try and get him to come down and see Ahaziah, I think, right? Yeah, Ahaz and Jezebel's son. And two times Elijah's like, nope, that's not gonna happen. And the third one, Ahaziah just keeps sending him because kings, you know, or anybody who doesn't have anything to lose and has power, they typically will just keep trying the thing that they want until they get what they want, regardless of how unsuccessful it is. And so the third captain gets wise, and he realizes, like, I've seen this happen twice before, so unless I want to die, I've got to do something different. And so what he does is he gets down and begs Elijah to spare his life and to look at his life and life of his 50 people with sympathy. And it isn't Elijah who changes his mind, it's God. God sends an angel to tell Elijah, look, just go with him, it's fine. And the amount of repetition is pretty alarming. Not only is Elijah's words repeated, so is the captain of 50 men with his 50. And then finally, Elijah comes down and says the thing again. But the last time, and Elijah says to the king himself, he reinserts what he had said earlier. Is it because there's no God in Israel to inquire of his word? And so God is, you could think of God as jealous, but that would assume that Baal-zebub is a god, and also that God gives a shit about these other things that we think are gods. And it's much more likely that God is upset. I don't know if jealous is the right word or not, but jealous of... I don't think jealousy is the right word. He's upset that his covenant partner, his people, are falling away. And there may be no... They're running to other gods, even if they don't exist. His covenant partner is running away. And so jealousy just doesn't feel like the right word. But anyway, Elijah finds it important to point out and to bring back into the conversation this reminder, like, you have a God, and it is the God of gods. Why don't you go to your God and ask them? And we know why. It's because our God doesn't always do what we want. We want a second opinion when we're not happy with the service we're receiving, right? And it's human to want to be pleased. You know, it's human to want to know everything you can before you make some decision. But that's not what, we're not called to be merely human. We're called to be good. We're called to be the kind of thing that we were created to be, not the kind of thing that we are. And the reading was really long, so I want to keep my reflection short, but I also have to run errands very soon. I'm still working out, you know, recording in the evening. I know if you're on the East Coast, this isn't posted until almost lunchtime, which doesn't make for much morning prayer. I'm hoping to record at night, but we don't have much. I'm just trying to figure it out. So I hope you bear with me. I really do want to record the night before. That way, even on the East Coast, you can get it before, you know, 8 o'clock or something like that. Because I'm recording before 8 o'clock, but I'm now on the West Coast. So I hope you'll bear with me, and I appreciate those of you who are listening regularly. Hopefully I'll find a routine that works for a little bit, that works for more people as opposed to just people out here on the West Coast. A prayer for protection from the Book of Common Prayer. Assist us mercifully, O Lord, in these our supplications and prayers, and dispose the way of your servants toward the attainment of everlasting salvation, that among all the changes and chances of this mortal life, they may ever be defended by your gracious and ready help. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/pewpewhq. You can contribute as little as $1 a month, and you can cancel at any time if I ever piss you off. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instructions will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off-air. So there you have it, three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I can't convince you to jump in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.